So, I guess this is gonna be a ramble, I suppose. Oh, I love this song. I'm so sorry. I got distracted really fast. Although I don't really have a plan for what I wanted to talk about. I'm sitting here in my car. I'm really stressed about moving. That's gonna be fun. I'm not really completely looking forward to it, but one thing I am looking forward to is currently relevant right now. I'm sitting in my car. I'm approximately, let's say 20 feet away from a train. It's currently stalled right now for whatever reason. I came out here to go to the grocery store. The grocery store is about a minute away driving, maybe about 3 minutes walking. And it's right over the train tracks, which the train is currently stalled in front of. There's two ways to go over the train tracks to get there. The train is blocking both of them. So unless I want to go on some really convoluted I don't know, 10 minute probably detour, which I really don't want to do out of spite, although it might be faster. I just have to sit here and wait. Which is fun. And again, I'm too spiteful. Let's take off my mask. I don't need this while I'm sitting in my car. I'm too spiteful to go back inside because I came out here for a reason. And I just don't like going outside. It's too hot. And as soon as I go back inside, I'm gonna wanna just take off all my clothes and never leave again. So, I'm not going anywhere. More relevant. Thank you guys so much for everything, for following me, for telling me what you're interested in. It means a lot. I'm an absolutely what's the word I'm looking for? Directionless person. That's a good way to put it. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know what I want to record. There's just so many options, and I love all of them. Like, how am I supposed to pick between cute, nerdy girl next door girlfriend experience versus mommy dom versus cat girl versus succubus versus yandere? I don't know. I can't pick. So knowing what you guys are interested in really helps me out there. Yeah, I'm so very close to 1,000 followers on my profile. And I think I'm nearing 100 on the guild already, which is crazy. Again, thank you guys so much. The raffle's gonna be fun. Anyone who posted last time is free to post again in this one, of course. Except for the winner. I mean, the winner can post, just not the same thing. I don't know why I'm saying rules here. It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to say thanks, guys. It means a lot. I really wasn't expecting this much. I stopped doing it a long time ago for reasons. That's another story for another ramble, probably. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to get this much attention the this fast. It's only been a month, and I've done a lot of recordings because I'm stupid, but I hope you guys have enjoyed it, and if you did, then it was all worth it. I'm sorry if you guys keep hearing clinking. I have a necklace, and it's loud. A little bit. I'm just waiting for the stupid train to go away. So I can go to the store and get some snacks and bread. I've really had a hankering for just nice, freshly baked bread and nice European butter, like Kerrygold. That's the good shit. It really is. Where was I even going with this? I don't know. I guess that's the point of a ramble. Oh! Sounds of the city! Where was I? I was thanking you guys. I was rambling. Yeah. I didn't expect any of this. It means a lot. I'm having a lot of fun doing this again. I thought about it for a while over the past few years, but I was always kind of half-sold, but I'm glad I came back. I don't know how long exactly I'm going to stick around, but I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon. Although I've been pretty stressed recently, but, I mean, everything is stressful for everyone. I'm moving, I'm currently finishing up classes, virus, all the above. Life kind of sucks, but I'm grateful for what I got. Oh no, please stop emailing me about dice sets. I don't need this, but I'm gonna look anyways. Ooh. No, I don't need this. I can make my own dice. Go away. I signed up for a new D&D game, so I'm looking forward to that. A plus about moving is it's going to be somewhere a lot more quiet. I'm going to actually be able to record during the daytime without worrying about 10 million cars passing by and having to make clap markers every single time. I can't stand it. So, that'll be a little bit of peace of quiet, and I think it'll help me record a little bit more. And I'm also getting a new mic! I haven't bought one yet, but I've got the money, and I've been looking at them. Although, I really have no idea what I'm doing, to be completely honest. Anything to do with sound, in a technical sense, I'm absolutely clueless. I've got the talking thing down and the acting thing, and I've learned a lot with Audacity. Since I started, I can, you know, I've edited all my stuff myself. It hasn't been anything that impressive. But, you know, whenever I started was really the only time I've done it. So I'm proud of myself for that. But again, I absolutely know nothing. I don't really know what the difference in quality is between a USB mic and an XLR mic. But from what I've heard, XLR seems like it's the best choice if I want something that I'm not going to have to replace anytime soon. I don't know. Maybe a USB is good enough for what I'm doing. But I want you guys to get the best quality you can. So I'm not sure. I was looking at the Rode into USB, maybe, if I wanted to go with a USB mic, or for XLR, there's the AT2020, which I've seen a lot of good reviews on, or there's this one, Neat, I think. The Neat King Bee had some really good reviews, and I liked the way it sounded in them. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I want to get a new mic because the one I'm using is a Snowball that I've had for 6 years. Maybe more? It's so old, it doesn't have the little dial on the back. I don't actually know what the dial does because mine doesn't have it, but I've seen that newer versions have it. It still works fine. It works great. I haven't had a single problem with it the entire time I've had it. But, you know, I think I'm due for something better. And also, thank you guys for all the feedback you've been leaving at my form. I've gotten quite a few responses. I wasn't really expecting it. I just actually got one a little bit ago. They've been a lot. They've been very varying. Which I appreciate. I like having all the different viewpoints. Of course, everyone is going to be into something new. Which is why I've been trying to kind of space it all out. I don't know if I've been doing the best job, but I've been trying. So I hope you guys I'm sorry, I haven't slept yet. It's about 8 in the morning and I think I've been awake since about 6 p.m. yesterday. So yes, yeah, sorry. Where was I? I don't know. Mics. Feedback. Yeah. Thank you guys for the feedback. If anyone even bothers listening to this and has a mic recommendation, that would be nice. The ones I said before are the ones I'm looking at. I mostly just don't know if I want to do an XLR mic or just stick with the USB for the sake of easy, because I have a very smooth brain and I don't know what I'm doing. I just trust me when I say I have no earthly idea of anything technical to do with audio production, sound production. Anything to do with sound, music, singing, I'm absolutely clueless. I've never played an instrument before. I don't sing well. I've never had any reason to use an audio software really up until now. Before, I mostly just used Vocaroo. I just uploaded things there, recorded them on my phone, and uploaded them there. So I never really used Audacity. But now I'm trying, because I want things to be better. Yeah, I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm doing. It's been 15 minutes. Oh my god, and this train still hasn't moved! Please! Maybe I should just take a detour. I'm really craving some pineapple orange juice right now, and bread. I just want breakfast. This is stupid. I'm probably not even gonna post this. If I do, whatever, I guess. I don't know. I haven't recorded anything today. I need to catch up on a backlog, but it's gonna be difficult until I move. I've gotta clean my entire apartment, apparently. Whatever, I guess. Like, they expect... I'm not going to. I'm just saying that now. I'm not going to. They expect me to clean on the ceiling fans. I'm 5'2", and I'm afraid of heights. I can't even step up 3 prongs on a ladder. So that's not happening. So, whatever, I guess. I'm willing to pay the price. Yeah, so that's a little tidbit about me. I am terrified of heights. It is full-on phobia tier. You could not pay me to, I don't know, skydive? Or... shit, I can't even think of... whatever. Yeah, ladders terrify me. I can't do ladders. Oddly enough, I'm fine with planes. I don't know. Planes are fine. Bridges are not, like those rickety ass bridges. I would literally rather end my life on the spot on the ground than risk walking across one of those and falling to my death. I remember even as a kid, I was terrified of like the playgrounds at fast food restaurants where there'd be like the rope bridges that you climb across. I wouldn't go on those. They terrified me. I was scared of falling through the gaps to my little baby death. And to this day, I still won't do that. Elevators freak me out. Escalators freak me out. Although escalators more so than elevators. I can handle an elevator as long as it's not really, really ratchety. If it is, I'm just taking the stairs. I don't care how many flights up it is. Is that a seagull? Anyways. How did this get about heights? Whatever. As you guys are realizing, I'm very low attention span. I hope me just talking into the air is going to be amusing for somebody. I mean, it's amusing me a bit, so I've got that going for me, I guess. I should probably end this soon. It's moving! Thank God. Or is it? Am I stupid? No, it's definitely moving. It's definitely moving. Okay. Whew. Wow, what good timing. Yeah, so... I should probably end this. If I actually post this and you actually listen to the end, thank you. I don't know why you would do that. It's probably like listening to a elementary schooler on speed, probably. I can't imagine this is relaxing in any way, shape, or form. But, yeah. Thanks, everyone. Really. Especially if you watch this, listen to this. Why do I do that? Even with podcasts, I always say, watch. Like, I've been watching the Magnus Archives. I don't know. I'm stupid. That's the gist of it. I've got approximately one brain cell, and it's only running at about 45% power at any given moment. So forgive me. Anyways, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this stupid ramble. I don't even know what I'd title this. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna end this. Again, thank you everyone for listening, for following, for interacting, for all the sweet words. I'm honestly amazed at how kind and lovely GWA is. Everyone's great. I can safely say I have not had anyone say anything bad to me, which is crazy. I'm more afraid to speak up in comms and Overwatch than I am to post on GWA, which is saying a lot. So, thanks, all of you, really, for being so lovely and welcoming, and all the kind and sweet words. I appreciate it a lot. And thank you for listening to this. Thank you for being fans. Just, thanks. It really... I'm starting to sound like a broken record. I hope all of you have a good day, or night, whatever time it is for you. And I hope you guys keep listening to my recordings and enjoying them. So, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.